Today we're going to discuss opening cans and bottles and cartons on Shabbos. When it comes to opening cans, we'll go one by one. When it comes to opening cans, Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that opening cans is the melacha to contend with, to deal with. First you have to spot what the issue is and then figure out if it's mutar or aser. The melacha to deal with is the melacha of soser, like by the Gemara talks about opening up a barrel. So Rav Moshe holds that beforehand the can is already a kli, and when you open it up, you're soser that kli, you destroy that kli. So the Mishnah in Shabbos allows one to break a chavis, but the Gemara in Erevin says that it's aser. So there's a big machlokes rishonim, what we do about the stira between Shabbos and Erevin. So some hold that there's no stira, ain't stira bekelim, and it's heter gomer, and therefore our cans are mutter, because ain't stira bekelim, just like ain't bin bekelim, ain't stira bekelim. That's the sheet of the Ram. Tosos holds that rov kelim, there is an inyan of stira. It's only by kli mustaki that there's no stira. It's only by certain types of kelim that we're going to say ain't stira bekelim. So the Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokas about this issue, whether you pass on the Tosos and the Ran. So Rav Moshe says, okay, first of all, you have the sheet of the Ran that ain't stira bekelim. And if the whole issue is one of stira, then you're allowed to be soser can, it's not going to be a problem. Plus, it could be mosif, and I'm not talking about soda can, I'm talking about like a can of tuna, to open it up, where you destroy it by opening it, it can never really be used properly again. Plus, you could add another sniff lahakel, in that a tuna fish can, it's chasalos, it's used as packaging, it's not really used as a kli. It's meant to be used just as the packaging of the food until you get it. So as long as you open it up right away, take out the tuna fish, then throw out the can like it's supposed to be used, where you throw out the can right away, then maybe you're allowed to use it. He still says the chachili should open it before Shabbos, but he thinks there's yesh al malismach. That's from Moshe. Chaznish holds that no, when you're opening up cans, it's not an issue of stira, it's an issue of the exact opposite, it's bona. It's that you're building, you're making a can, because before you opened it, it wasn't a kli, it was a gola bialma, it was just this sealed thing that you couldn't use for anything. Now that you're opening it, you have a nice little bowl of that you could fit tuna in. So even though there's ein binyan bekelim, so he says that's not true when you're building the kli initially. When you make improvements on the kli, there's ein binyan bekelim. And therefore, the Chazon Ish holds it's an issa da oraisa of binyan. The Chazon Ish says that if you open it and you want to use it for other things after you empty out the food that's in it, then that's going to be the ultimate binyan. That's ein binyan gadol mizeh. So therefore, the Chazon Ish assumes that when people open it, they still want to use it as a kli. Now that may have changed nowadays. I don't know. Maybe in Bnei Brak it's still that way. But nowadays we assume most people, when they open up a can, the stomach, they want to throw it out right away. So what do we do halacha l'maaseh? You have this major machlokes for most of the Chazon Ish. Is it soser? Is it bona? And is it a chashash d'oraisa according to the Chazon Ish? So halacha l'maaseh, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes that if you open it in a way that it's impossible to use it as a kli, in a way that you are destroying it so that it can't be used as a kli, you've then solved the Chazon Ish's problem of binyan, because you haven't made a kli. So you poke holes in the bottom of it with a sharp knife before you open it, where you make it in a way that it's not possible to use it as a kli. So according to Chazon Ish, that's heter gamur. Now according to Moshe, though, if the issue is stira, so isn't that a worse stira? Now you've really destroyed it. So, but according to Moshe, we have all these other sniffim lahakel, vein stira bekelim, and it's only chasalo, so you just throw it out right away, and it's, as long as you throw it out right away, then it's going to be okay. So the best thing to do is make holes in it where it's not going to be usable, then open it, empty it out, and throw it out immediately. Next best thing to do would probably be to open it up and throw it out, open up the regular way, throw it out in the garbage right away. So there's a tzad to say that the Chazon Ish might be moda, that it's not binyan, because you're throwing it out right away, you don't plan on using it as a kli. But still, it's best to just destroy it, totally destroy it first. The worst thing to do would be to open it up and leave the food in there for any extended period of time, because then you really have the chashash d'oraisa of the Chazon Ish of binyan. That's when it comes to cans. Boxes and bags, l'chora, is the same din as cans, according to the chashash. According to the Chazon Ish, it's the same chashash of binyan should be asur min adin. According to Moshe, it's chashash of soser, which is mutar miyikra adin, but l'chadchili says you should be choshesh, because ain't soser, mutar miyikra adin, because ain't soser l'kelim and chasalos. So the best thing to do is the same, if you have a bag of potato chips, is to utterly destroy the bag when you open it up. The middle ground would be to empty it out as soon as you open it up. Open it up and totally empty it out. Not to open it up and just keep noshing from the bag. The worst thing to do would be to open it up and use it, continually use it, where according to the Chazon Ish, you may have violated the Isra of Bona. A soda can and a carton of orange juice, let's say, the old style cartons, I don't even know if they make them, where you open up with the, not with the circle screw up top, but where you open up the actual. Have you guys ever actually seen that? Yeah, where you open up the actual carton itself. So that there's more reason to be machmir, because all of the kulas that we have are miyusav on the idea of psichas chavis that the Gemara talks about, that you're not making an actual pesach in the chavis, you're just sort of lopping off the top. But when you're making a nice pesach, so that the Gemara says is a problem. So, you know, when you're opening up a can or a bag, it's just the whole top is open. You're just lopping off the top. But when you're making a nice spout, so that l'chor is a much much bigger problem. And it's a problem makabipatish of Gemar Kli. So with milk cartons, orange juice cartons, l'chor, there's room to be machmir. But if it was, but the tzad l'hakel is that it was once open and then they just closed it up. And you're just reopening, meaning it was sealed with glue. It was once open, and then it was sealed with glue. You're just reopening that which is already once open. So maybe that's not called asiyas pesach. I mean, if it wasn't a really solid, solid seal. But it's hard to say that it's not a stima ma'aliyas by a soda can, you know, or by the, because it's pretty solid. But the soda can also, it wasn't once open and then closed up, I don't think. I have no idea. I don't know how they bottle soda. I shouldn't say that. Okay, what about bottles? More practical. Bottles of soda. So the Gemara says by a magufa sachavis, that's not a chelik of the chavis itself, where you're just removing the top of the chavis. So that's it's only hasar sakisoy. That's you're removing the cover that's separate from the chavis. That's mutter. So according to that, many of the poskim were makel with opening up bottles, and therefore it's mutter. That's why it's mutter to take a cork off of the wine, because it's a magufa sachavis, just something that's closing it up. It's a separate entity, and you're removing the cork from the wine. The problem is our bottles have part of the cover itself rips off when you open it up. There's a little ring that rips off. So it's not that you're doing anything to the bottle. The bottle is fine. It's the bottle cap that might be the issue. That prior to you opening up the soda bottle for the first time, that bottle cap was unusable as a kli because it had this ring attached to it. It only becomes usable as a kli to put on and off of the bottle once the ring becomes detached from it. So that's the tzad l'chumra. Now in Chelik Aleph of Shmir Shabbos Kelechasa, he was machmir in this. But in Chelik Gimel, he quoted a pshara that if the bottle cap is made out of plastic, that you're allowed to do it. Because he thought that if it's made out of plastic, it is already a kli. The way they make the plastic ones, it's already shaped like that when they put it on the soda bottle. As opposed to the metal ones are just flat sheets of metal, and they just press it down onto to the bottle. So it used to be Kedem grape juice, used to have metal caps, but many poskim held, and the Shmir Shabbos Kelechasa holds, that it's asur to open that, because the first time you open it and you rip off the ring, you're making it into a usable kli. The plastic ones already are a kli, it's just that it has this extra little piece at the bottom to hold it really tight, but it's a kli before it even went on to the bottle. What about our plastic milk containers, where you have that thing that you rip off, that rips around the edge, it has like a little tab, or like the orange juice bottles that have a tab that you pull off in order to have the circular opening? So there are two shilos. There's a shilo of Korea and a shilo of Maka Bepatish, that you're masaking kli. So in regards to Korea, there's a bir halacha at the end of Shin Mem, Dibra Maskel V'lo and Dibra Maskel V'chayiv, who he points out that according to Rashi, Korea is not violated unless at the moment that you are Korea, you have not yet been masaking anything. Meaning, Korea, what's the example of Korea in the Mishkan? There's a little hole in one of the curtains. So they need to cut out a nice piece so that it will be easier to patch. So they cut it neatly when it's easier to so that it will be easier to patch later. If they're Korea right now it's not fixed. You just made a bigger hole. It will only be fixed later when you then patch it up. That's Korea. But when you're Korea in such a way where you're fixing it right there on the spot by being Korea, then that's not called Korea. So the chora, by the orange juice bottle and by the milk carton, that's exactly what you're doing. By the milk bottle, the plastic milk bottle, that's exactly what you're doing. You're fixing it as you're being korea. So mistama won't be korea based on that bir halacha. What about makah bepatish? So Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kelechasa has a phenomenal kula when it comes to makah bepatish, and he says that you're not making the cap of the milk bottle or the spout of the orange juice container. What you're doing is the cap was there, and it's obvious that the piece, the tab, is obviously a tab. It's obviously something that's just an add-on to the cap to hold it on tighter. But it's very clear what was the cap and what's not the cap. The spout of the orange juice container, it's very clear that that's just a tab to keep the orange juice in really tight so that it won't spill. But in the meantime, but that spout was there the whole time with a little piece added onto it. So he thinks in that case it's not called makah bepatish, because it's very obvious when you look at it that you're not making it into a kli, it was a kli, you're just removing this added on piece that was there to hold it in a little bit tighter. So that's why there's a lot of room to be makel, I think, with all of these things. I'm told Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was makel with all of these things. There are a lot of poskim that are machmir, you should know. There are a lot of poskim that are machmir not to open up the, if you're machmir, someone else holds its mutter, so you're allowed to drink from it, even though they hold its mutter. But there's, I think there's a lot of room to makel in all of these inyanim. Rabbi Willig always tells everybody when they ask about opening bottles, he says best to do it before Shabbos. Okay, what if you didn't do it before Shabbos? Then it's mutter to do it on Shabbos also. With everything, it's always best to do it before Shabbos. But before Shabbos isn't always so practical. Sometimes things come up and you're busy on Erev Shabbos. Not always easy to do. So there's a lot of room to be makel on pretty much everything except for the flat metal, which you don't really have those metal bottle caps so much anymore. So there's a lot of room to be makel.